Hallelujah. Father, our trust is in you. You are our God. We are your people. And your word says, my people shall never be ashamed. Oh, Father, we receive the proclamations of your word. And we declare over our lives, oh God, this day, that all that is within us align itself to the integrity of your word. We enforce that which you have declared. And we say we are well, we are strong, we are prosperous, we are walking in divine health. Your goodness and your mercy follow us all the days of our lives. You've prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And Lord, here we chow down, Lord, oh God, and there's nothing that can stop us. We are unstoppable because, Father, you are unstoppable. We are great because, Lord, you are great. We are awesome because you are awesome. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that that which you are, you have bestowed upon us. We are your people. You are our God. Blessed be your holy name. Mighty God, our Father and our fighter. Thank you, Lord, that you're fighting for us. You're fighting battles for us, oh God, that we know nothing of. And all we are doing day by day is just walking around like Inspector Gadget, not knowing what you have done for us already. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Inspector Gadget. Oh, where did that come from? Hallelujah. Well, before I get to the word of the Lord today, and I believe God has a word for us, but more importantly, I believe there is an impartation he wants to bestow upon us tonight that is going to help every one of us. I am already greatly helped by just knowing that God is going to do what he's going to do for us as his people today. We do not live by sight. We live by the faith of the Son of God, who's loved us and given himself for us. Blessed be his holy name. Well, let's watch a short video clip from the last ministry trip. This is, on the left is one of our churches there. This is the paying the cash to purchase this guy and another guy, that one, and their families from slavery, paying off their debt. That's where paid is, and my signature there. And we bought two rickshaws for them. This is in one of our churches. Ask people to lay hands on each other while I prayed, because I cannot touch everyone. And that's this particular group. It's one of 300 churches, home churches that we have. You see, it's grown beyond a home church. And that lady had heart issues, I believe it was. And God had healed her. This is me ministering in Consuming Fire Church, the church of Pastor John and Rachel Javed. It's a beautiful church, beautiful, beautiful place. Apostle Paul Ame was with me. I had invited him to come, and he came and supported. This Thursday deliverance and healing service, it's a little bit past here before people got filled. That lady was crippled. This young man, I don't remember all that happened with him, but something with about his legs, and he was running all over the place. A tumor just gone, vanished. And that one, I don't remember exactly what happened with this guy. This is one of the meetings there, crusade meetings. And there we go. This guy had, those are welcoming ribbons that he gave. He's just piled it on me there. It's God touching different ones and people coming in and experiencing the power of God. This is the very first service we closed the street to have this meeting. And it was powerful. And Minister Paul, I'm ministering to them there. Anyhow, praise the Lord. I want to take this time to thank you, everyone that gave so sacrificially to make this trip possible. The Lord reward you for giving. You know, those that count the givings, yeah, know how much it is that we have. But when I think about all the things that God uses us to do here and abroad, I am so thankful for every person that gives something, you know, and you will be rewarded by the Lord in this lifetime, not when you get to heaven. You get that there, but you will get the impartation of God's favor on your life, on your children, on your children's children, because you are given for souls. The word of God says, he that winneth souls is wise. And wisdom compels us. You know, the Lord says, I'll liken a wise man to the one who comes, heard my word, and did it. He says, a foolish man comes, hears my word, but doesn't do it. So you're foolish when you come, you hear God's word, but you don't do anything with it. But you're wise when you come, you hear God's word, and you do something with it. And as you obey God, things begin to happen. You see, let me say this. If you want things to obey you, learn how to obey God. Let me say that again. If you want things, not just people, things to obey you, obey God. I'll say it a third time. If you want things to obey you, obey God. Is it things obey you? Yes. Things obey you. Like my transmission that was busted. And I had no money to fix it. But laid hands on my vehicle and the transmission got fixed. That's things obeying you. He gives you authority over things. He gives you power. Amen? Amen. God's power does not just heal people. It impacts everything around you. Everything. The first miracle that happened in this church building, very first one, was a woman who came into the church complaining about her cat. Her cat had given birth to kittens, and there was one that was being shooed away by the rest. Was just an outcast. They won't let it eat. And she came here and says, they won't let this kitten eat. And that was the first miracle God did. She came back and said, wow, everybody likes this kitten now. It eats whatever it wants to eat and does whatever it wants to do. I said, look at that. Even God wants to take care of kittens. And God won't take care of you? Excuse me? What planet are you from? God is more than enough. Amen? He's more than enough. That's why I praise him. You know, that's why I don't look by sight. You know, if we were to look by sight as a congregation, just look around. We will not do one thing. Not one thing. Because you say, oh, we don't have enough people to do whatever it is that we need to do. But we don't live by sight. We live by the faith of the Son of God. Yes. This is because And I will never forget where God brought us from. Amen? Praise the Lord. Because it's not by might nor power, but by His Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, come with me to the book of Mark, the third chapter. Tonight we are going to have an anointing service. And if you're at home, I want you to get your oil ready. If you don't have olive oil, any oil will do. If you don't have any oil at all, and you have a can of Coke, that will do. Whatever it is. When we pray, you're going to anoint yourself, those of you that are at home, and something is going to happen. Amen? I tell you, something is going to happen to everyone, supernaturally. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, we take lightly the word of the Lord and we think, that. God is doing amazing things. I remember Pastor John Javet sending me a WhatsApp message just a few months back. We'd done a short program here. I think it was a 20-minute program. Like, this is not all we do. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we have services during the week, you know, where we're ministering to the nations. And he says, he sends me this message. It says, there was a lady that had heart problems in Afghanistan. She's had this heart problem for years. I don't know if he said about 20 years or something like that. Anyway, that's beside the point. Listening to the message being preached, she gets healed. The pain was gone. She goes to the doctor the next day to check on her heart, and the doctor says, you've got a new heart. Whatever it was that was a problem before was gone. The word of God reached her while she's in Afghanistan. We didn't start doing all these meetings by chance. God gave a prophetic word just before COVID landed. He says, now you're going to start reaching people, Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists, and whatever else. And I'm thinking, okay, where is this going to be? And I think it was about 2 weeks later, this door blew wide open. So while COVID was happening, we were reaching out to the world. We're doing crusades. Hallelujah. Crusades. We did one crusade here. I was preaching here, and there's thousands of people, and they had a big screen. And these are ministries I have never met. I didn't meet them before. God just opened the door. That's how God is going to open doors for every one of us to impact lives. You see, when people look at you, they don't see what you're carrying. I laugh at people who think, how many people there? Say, how many people there? Meanwhile, we have 300 and something churches somewhere. You think, how many people? You'll find out one day when we all stand before the Lord about what God is doing. And, oh, I always knew it. I always knew. You always knew what? What did you always know? God is faithful. All right, let's get to the Word of God real quickly so we can start ministering to you. The Word of God says, and he entered again into the synagogue. He entered again. He entered again. Meaning that he was there before. And when he was there before, it seemed like this particular man that was going to receive his miracle did not receive his miracle at that first time. Maybe he wasn't there, or maybe the Lord did not touch him, or it was not his time. But the Lord God Almighty came back because he saw what the Father was doing. The Father was saying, there's a guy that I have there that has not been touched yet, but needs to be touched by the presence and the power of my presence. So go back. So Jesus entered again into the synagogue. I don't know if he was long gone. and then came again, or this was a totally different service. We don't know. It doesn't matter whether he was gone, you know, for 5 minutes and then turned around and said, well, there's somebody there that God wants to heal. It doesn't matter. The point is that he came back. That's the point. He came back. He came back. He says, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. A man there in the synagogue that had not been healed before, that had not experienced his miracle yet. But God came for him. Tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that God is coming for you. He's coming for me. He's coming for those that are listening online this very moment to do something extraordinary. He says, and they watched him. They watched him, whether he will heal on the Sabbath day. They were looking at him. I don't know if he didn't heal the first time and he came back. Because, you know, every time Jesus healed people on the Sabbath day, they had their complaints. And so they were watching him like a hawk. What is he going to do? Is he going to heal somebody today? He's going to break some laws today by healing somebody today? He says that they might accuse him. And he says unto the man which had the withered hand, stand forth. The word stand is the word egiro. Now that's a powerful word, egiro. It means to collect your faculties, put yourself together. It means to awaken, to rouse somebody from sleep, rouse somebody from sitting down, somebody that's lying down, somebody being raised from a place of disease or death. This is such a powerful word, this word here, stand egiro. To bring somebody out of obscurity, bring somebody out of the place of inactivity, to bring somebody out of the place of non-existence. When he said, egiro, he's saying, today you're going to exist. Today you're going to come out of obscurity. Today you are going to turn around and come out of the place of death and place of defeat, the place of shame, the place of confusion. Something is going to change about you today. You are not going to be left behind. You were, when I came the first time, you were in a place of obscurity. When I came the first time, you were down and out. But this time, something is going to happen to you. This time, I am going to bring about a change in your life. This time, there's going to be a turnaround for you. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a gyro on every one of us, that we will rise up by the authority of the word of God and begin to experience God anew in a fresh and powerful way. Hallelujah. He says, stand forth. That word, stand forth, the word forth is the word mesos, and it means to come into the middle. It means to step before. It means to stand between. It means to be in the midst of. Amongst. And what is the picture that the Lord is bringing today to us? He's saying, listen, you have been in a place of obscurity amongst other people that are sin. You've been in a place of inactivity amongst people that have been active. You've been in a place of being downtrodden amongst people that are thriving. Today, your day begins. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Joseph, when he had his dream, he said, in my dream, I saw my sheaf also rise. Meaning his was down, but his rose. And when his rose, the others bowed down. There is a shift that is happening for you, that is happening for me, as we align ourselves with the integrity of the word of God. For he is the one who has come again. We are not accepting things as is and saying, well, I've always been like this. He says to the man with a withered hand, stand forth, come out. And when he stood, Jesus addressed the multitude there. He says, is it lawful to do good on Sabbath days or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, he's angry, being, present tense continuous, grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he says unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out. And his hand was restored whole as the other. He called this man to step out from the place of obscurity. And I believe God is calling you and I to rise from that place of obscurity. God is calling you and I to stand forth by the authority of his word. He's speaking something fresh and new to you and I today. He's saying, stretch forth thine hand in the midst of them. In the midst of who? All of the antagonists. All of those that are not wishing you well. I'm going to do something for you, and nobody can stop it. Nobody can stop it. I'm going to do this. Your hand is going to come forth. But listen, he says to the man with the withered hand, meaning the man had one good hand and one withered hand. And when he said, stretch forth your hand, the natural thing will be to do what is normal to you. Because, of course, but this hand is withered. It's not stretchable. For the man listening applied that word to where he had a problem. Today, I need for you to apply the word of God to the place where you have a problem. Praise the Lord. That's what he wants to address. The other one is already good. Apply the word of God to your problem. Apply it. So the man stretched forth the hand, and the word of God says, it was restored whole as the other. God is a God of restoration. God is a God who makes whole. And he stretched forth his hand, and both hands were okay. And you think the people start shouting, hallelujah, praise God. Look at what God has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what... No, there was no such celebration. The guys are upset. It says, and the Pharisees went forth. They went forth and straight away, immediately, took counsel with the Herodians. Pharisees with the Herodians? How? On what planet? These are not friends. But the Pharisees are hooking up with the Herodians against Jesus on how they might destroy him. They want to destroy Jesus because he healed somebody? He asked them simply, is it a good thing on the Sabbath to do something? Just think about it. Pharisees, those are religious people. Herodians, those are political people. You mean the religious and the politicians can gang up together to see how they can destroy what God is doing? Absolutely. We're about to see the same thing play out. There are going to be people, religious-minded people, that are going to team up with governments to make certain that the name of Jesus and the move of God is stopped. But nothing can stop God. Amen. Let me say it again. Nothing can stop the Lord. It was so intense. The Bible says Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. They wanted him killed. And Jesus just stepped back. You know, there are times when you need to just move away. Let me say that again. There are times you just need to what? Move away, step aside. So he went with his disciples. He took his disciples, they went to the sea. He says, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him from Judea. A great multitude, as he was moving, changing positions, the crowd followed him. He was in a synagogue, remember that? That's where the miracle happened. The synagogue was just a handful of people. A synagogue was a place where the people had services, but it was also it's like meeting at City Hall. See? It's like meeting at City Hall. That's why the Herodians were there. But now, they thought they were doing something to impede his progress, but the crowd followed him. Anytime the enemy pushes at you to try to stop you, God enlarges you. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is a God who enlarges our capacity. The multitude followed him. They followed him from Galilee and from Judea and from Jerusalem and from Idumea and from beyond Jordan. So people are following him from all over the place. From one miracle, God do something that will cause the masses to gather and follow by the authority of your power. It says they followed from beyond Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, that's in Lebanon. These are cities in Lebanon. So these Lebanese are following. A great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, what great thing did he do? He said, stretch forth thine hand. I'm taking you from the place of obscurity. I'm causing you to rise. And while he was doing it for them, proclaiming it over them, he was proclaiming it over himself. Today I know by the authority of the word of God that as God is raising you, God is raising me. As God is raising me, God is raising you. Every one of us will be lifted up by the authority of the word of God, because the anointing destroys the yoke of the enemy. Wherever it is that you're hurting, healing is taking place today. You say, my business is struggling. There will be miracles in your business place. My job is struggling. There will be miracles there. My body is in a state of ill health. There will be miracles there. My finances, miracles there. Wherever it is that you're hurting, wherever it is that you are struggling, God's power is being released even now to bring healing and restoration in that place. If you receive that word, shout hallelujah 3 times. Amen. I said shout hallelujah 3 times. Amen. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. 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 The first hallelujah was to address every issue in your past. The second hallelujah is to affect everything in your present. And the third hallelujah is to affect everything in your future. So you are celebrating hallelujahs as you go forth today. Somebody shout glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. He says, and he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. He says, man, this thing is growing so fast. Get me a ship. Get me a little boat. Because I need to step into that. Because if I stay where I am, this boy is going to just squeeze the life out of me. So he steps out. It says, for he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. He was healing them. I'm trusting God that his healing power is going to flow in our midst tonight, that you'll be healed from every infirmity, everything that's challenging you, whether it's visible or invisible to the eyes of men, that God, the God of all healing, Jehovah Rapha, that he will do something new for us. Amen. He says, and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. I pray that today, by the authority of the word of God, that we'll be recognized for who we are, the sons of the Most High God. We are the manifestation of the sons of God. I am a manifestation of the sons of God. And people will see and say, this is a manifestation of the sons of God. I will always say that since the Lord said, the reason why you are not manifesting what I said in my word is because you've not said it. Take a hold of it. It's not something that's going to happen. I am now a manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. They said, thou art the Son of God. The world will be able to say, you are exactly what the word of God says, a manifestation of the sons of God. Because just you moving around, things are happening. Hallelujah. We are not thermometers trying to read the temperature. We are thermostats that are changing the temperature. Glory be to God. He says, and he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. What's happening here? Jesus is saying, man, I'm already so much known. If you guys just keep on saying this, I'm not going to have a break. Hush up already. People already know. Don't tell anybody else now. Oh, but the Lord is raising up a people by his Spirit that is going to make him known. And so, having said that, he knew he could not stay in that state. He came for a world. So how are we going to do this? Because just me, I'm going to be worn out. There's a passage of scripture in the English, it's not that obvious. But if you read in the text, it was like Jesus was so worn out. And it was like he was out of his mind. The disciples had to carry him into a ship. That's how serious it was. People were drawing so much from him. Remember, he was, yes, God, but he was man. He emptied himself of his godness and he operated as a man. Amen? And there are times when the pressure is so much, it can affect you. And that's why he was saying, please, I need a break. But the Bible says that there are times when he tried to hide himself, but he could not be hid. It says, he could not be hid. He could not. He was so well known that he could not be hid. You see, while he was bringing that man out of obscurity, he was also coming out of obscurity. Are we together? What you do for others is what happens for you. That's the lesson. So he goes up a mountain, the Bible says, and he goeth up into a mountain, and call it unto him whom he would. And they came unto him. Now, if he goes up the mountain, he was in a valley, in a low spot. And the people that he's calling to him were right where he was. But the call of God is a call to a higher place. There is a place where things are just so easy. But climbing up a mountain, that's work. Hello? When God wants to promote you, he loads you up. The way you know that God is about to change your status is this, that there's so much work around you that it seems like I can't do another. I've come to the end of my rope. This is it. But that's when God wants to elevate you. Wants to take you to another place. He called those whom he would. Not everybody gets called to do stuff. When you're called to do something, it's because God has placed a grace on your life, has placed honor on you to bring you to a higher place. He says, and he ordained 12 of the people that came, obeyed, followed his calling. He ordained 12, first, that they should be with him. That's the first thing, that they should be with him. Your first calling is to be with the Lord. Amen? And then it says, and that he might send them forth to preach. So before God sends you out to preach, he calls you to himself. Today we heard the word of God about the importance of us going out and preaching the gospel. But before you go out there, be with him first. And being with him is going to take work. Being with him might be that God wakes you up at 2 a.m. and say, wake up, I need you to spend some time praying. Being with him might be God saying to you, I need you to fast all of this week. But God, everybody else is eating. Why shouldn't I eat? I'm calling you. Are you going to do it or not? God calls you. And his call, yes, his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. That's true. But the fact is that God will call you, and your call to service will cost you something. That's not costing other people. You cannot look at other people and what they are doing or not doing to function in God. You got to look at his particular assignment for you. You. It's you that is calling. He's not calling everybody. He's calling you. And it's you that he's calling that needs to climb up the mountain. Not everybody is going to come up the mountain. But if you have been called, you have been privileged. It means God has something on his mind for you. Rejoice for the opportunity, for the privilege that he has given to you. Everyone that is part of this ministry, this work, is somebody that is privileged by God to be here. Because being here might not be an easy place in the natural, because here we don't do parties every week, you know, shake your booty. We don't do that. Amen. We're about God. How is God going to use my life? We're here hearing the word of God, and it's a strong word. And oh no, I want some fluff. Well, then this is not your place. Because if you're here, God brought you here for a reason. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You're here for a reason. Because he wants to do something greater with your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, come be with me so I can send you. And then it says, and to have power. So first thing is, be with me. Two, to send to preach. Three, to have power to heal sicknesses and cast out devils. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says, and Simon, his son named Peter. Well, we're going to see that now he's given last names to people or reinforcing their names. Simon means a rock. Just Simon and Peter are the exact same name. So he's actually saying, Peter, Peter. Reinforcing who Peter was. And then he says, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, his son of them, son named them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder. Hallelujah. Wow. So here, he is even separating another group from the group he called. So we have Peter, James, and John. But he reinforces who they were by the Spirit. You are a rock, rock. You, James and John, you are sons of thunder. And as sons of thunder, they're going to say, hey, Lord, somebody's calling your name over there. They're not part of this group. You want us to call down fire and wipe them out? How dare they? He says, you don't know what kind of spirit you've got, man. What are you doing here, man? Huh? What are you doing? I didn't give you this spirit to kill everybody. This anointing is to destroy yokes and remove burdens, not to destroy people. And men and women that are anointed of God need to have control over how they carry themselves and recognize that God has a will for them as his people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then he calls the others, Andrew and Philip. Andrew and Philip, we talked about today, they were great evangelists. Andrew went and he looked for his brother Simon and said, we've seen the Messiah. Philip did the same thing, finds Nathanael and Bartholomew, it's another Nathanael, and Matthew and Thomas and James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, and Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, which also betrayed him, and they went into an house. Wait a minute. You mean Jesus called Judas up the mountain with the rest of them? Yeah. Because Judas had an assignment. The point is, everyone that has assigned a purpose, God will call up. September 5th of 1976, God called me up and says, today, your father is going to give you up to the work of the ministry, and I don't want to hear any more excuses from you. And from that day till now, I have faithfully served the Lord, not in my strength or power, but by his grace and his mercy. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God has a call on your life. There's something God wants you to accomplish for him. And tonight, I pray that as I lay hands on you, that there will be a revelation of that which God wants you to accomplish in his kingdom. Hallelujah. But interestingly enough, there is a Judas. He also was called. Not only was he called, Jesus gave him the right to carry the money of the ministry. He was a treasurer. What was his role there? As a treasurer. As a treasurer, Jesus made this thief a treasurer because Jesus had to stay in faith. Jesus had to stay in faith. No matter how much you steal out of the purse, I'm still going to get what I need done. Take that for a moment. God may allow people into your life just to make certain that you stay humble and stay in faith. Celebrate and thank God for them, everyone that God brings into the lineup for a reason. For a reason. Today, I want you to understand God has a plan. And it's to take you out of a place of obscurity. Take you and I from that place of death and disease, that place of inactivity, that place of non-existence. The anointing destroys the yoke. Tonight, may God raise you up by His Spirit for the extraordinary things He has on His mind for you. I'm going to pray first of all for those that are online. I want you, those of you that are on Zoom, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, any platform that you're listening from, to take your bottle of oil right now. I'm going to ask you to anoint yourself in just a moment. And as you receive your anointing, step out for your breakthrough. Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand forth, Egiro." Get your faculties together. In other words, put your mind back in place. Stop being a scatterbrain all over the place. Get your faculties in place. Awaken from the defeat of yesteryears, disappointments that may have taken place in the past. Because today is a new day. I came just for you. The Bible says Jesus entered again into the synagogue. There's a re-entry. Hallelujah. The blind man that was touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, taken out of his familiar environment, out of the city, out of the village. And Jesus, touching his eyes, said, "What do you see?" The man says, "I see men like trees." So at one point in his life, he could see. And he knew what trees were, and he knew what people were. And Jesus touched him a second time. And he was healed. Sometimes God may have started something in your life, but it's not complete. Thank Him for what He's done already, but understand He is a God who provides the best and not just the good. The enemy of right is good. Let me say that again. The enemy of right is good. I say it a third time. The enemy of right is good. So many times we accept the good and not pursue for the right. Hallelujah. Every exit doesn't take you to your destination. You need to get the right exit, not a good exit. The right one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I trust that you're ready with your oil. Put your oil in your hand. And say with me, Father, I thank you that these hands are your hands. And as I lay them on myself, I will receive an impartation from you that will forever change my life. I give you glory. I give you honor. I praise and I worship you as I receive by faith the impartation for a transformation in my life. I apply this healing, this impartation to every area of my life, known and unknown, that needs to be fixed. Every area that wholeness needs to take place in. I thank you, Father, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now lay that hands on yourself and receive your impartation in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the rest of you, please line up and I'm going to anoint you here. Just form your line, come through that sideways all the way here, and when I touch you, you can go on to your seat. Actually, when I finish touching you, just go on and leave your offering or whatever.